Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hi, Brian.
Still here.
You're still here. How was your week?
Long week.
Long, yeah.
Long week. Looking forward to our Sleep with the Ghosts.
You what? Already did that.
Yeah. Everyone knows we record this ahead of time.
God dang it. I'm trying to keep up the appearance of like, oh, it's a brand new show. It's a brand new week. La, 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 la.
Everybody knows it. All 8 of our listeners.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're stuck at 8 because we don't sound. All right. Anyway, so you're looking forward to sleeping with the ghosts last week, huh?
Yes. I am.
I'd be looking forward to sleep with anything at this point.
Yeah, you probably will.
Whew. Gosh, you know. But
well, I'm sure you'll find something on the internet.
The internet? No. I was tempted to dust off the meal plan, you know, that Excel sheet, but I'll have to put another column in, you know, like what kind of motorcycle they have. There'll be a rice burner column and a Harley column.
A rice burner?
Yeah. You know. A Japanese... Those are ick bikes. I'm like, ew.
So why don't you just have Harley and other?
Because I would relate to seeing the rice burner column, and that way I would know, like, you know, it would be kind of almost like, I don't want to sound snobbish, but close to loser, you know, in like the total factoring of points, and like, you know, you there's certain point values that you need to assign to each one of these criteria, and then it totals up, so which really helps you at a glance to decide, you know, is this worth dinner or lunch.
Or an email.
Hence the meal plan.
Okay.
And if you work your meal plan correctly, ladies, you can only end up having to make yourself a sandwich on a Sunday afternoon. And everything else is taken care of. It's pretty good. So I still think I should market that, don't you?
Do what you need to do.
Anyway, so Brian will be sleeping with the ghosts. I'll be sleeping alone. Thanks so much. But, Nathan's dealing, going for that too, mm-hmm. And so that should be good. And I apparently they have rubbed it in my face quite extensively about how you two will be having dinner at Zorba's.
Yes, we will.
Prior to that, thank you so much.
No problem.
Oh, make sure you enjoy a stuffed grape leaf for me.
Oh, we'll be enjoying multiple.
Yes. Yes, that's just
that
great.
Grape bread
dipped in that oil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Matter of fact, we have to get some to go and take him to the fort with us.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Really? Because I don't want you to suffer.
Oh, trust me, we won't.
No. Nathan, smack him for me when you see him, please.
Just
haul off and crack him right upside the skull and just, you know, like, have your little digital recorder going, Nathan, so at least, like, you know, you can tell Brian I want to do an EVP, smack! And then you can just send me the MP3 file of that, Nathan, okay? And that'll make my day.
Too bad, as you keep pointing out, he won't be listening to this until afterwards.
Yeah. Yes, this is true. I'll have to email him. Nathan's going to be like, why am I getting an email about what?
It will be an interesting time, since I don't know all the other people that are going to be there. I don't know if any of them belong to any other ghost hunting groups or they're just the public.
I would think it's ghost geeks.
No. It all depends on who signed up, but this isn't open to the public.
Oh.
Sleep with the Ghosts.
Okay. Oh. Get this. I heard that on June 11th, Sci-Fi Ghost Hunters will be airing a piece that they did here in Clinton at the mill, the Red Mill.
Okay.
I know this because the gentleman that I have to interview for a chapter in my book was interviewed on camera for about an hour, he said, with them, because he was at the time the curator or whatever of the Red Mill or the director. So that's going to air June 11th. Then I found out that they've also, not only have they kind of like skulked around the Charlie Browns here in Hackettstown, they have skulked around the proprietary house in Perth Amboy. And that may be an episode. So I don't know if maybe their budget is starting to crunch and they don't want to drive any further than New Jersey from Rhode Island. I don't know what the deal is, but why are they skulking out all these places in Jersey, you know?
Don't know.
Well.
Maybe Sci-Fi cut their budget.
That's what I'm wondering, because, I mean, it just seems like, well, we know, what's his face, Steve won't fly. So they're kind of like land held in that respect, you know.
Well, no, they still have to, anywhere they go, they have to drive the trucks.
Yeah, because of the equipment.
So people still.
Well, what did they do that time they did fly? Was that then when they went to Ireland or something? And
yeah.
He couldn't go because he got on the plane and then he had to get off, right?
No, he didn't get on the plane.
He didn't even get on the plane? No, he just made it to the airport and then he freaked out? Poor kid. God.
But, yeah, no, I mean, only a couple of them actually drive. I mean, a bunch of the crew drive the trucks along with like one or two members.
Mm.
And everyone else flies.
Ah. Yeah, I'm a fly person. I can't deal with sitting. It's going to be torture going up to New Hampshire.
Yeah, we're going to gag you.
Oh, no. I just like to veg, put the music on, stare out the window and veg. But, you know, usually I always, as soon as a good song comes on, I've got somebody in the car who goes, and blah, 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 and usually one of my kids. And then it's just like, hey, I missed that song. And then a crappy song will come on or a commercial and everybody shuts up. Then a good song comes back on and
wait a second. There are no commercials.
Well, not for you, but yeah. Because
I also have my iPod.
Oh, speaking of music, my older son gave me a Mother's Day gift.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something I was going to have to fix again.
No. He made me a rock and roll CD, and there's no duplicates of any artists or any songs. He picked a separate artist and song for like 18 tracks on the CD that he made me for Mother's Day, and it's great. I mean, you can listen to it start to finish without skipping over anything, so that was really sweet of him. So it's been the drive time music now. What was I going to tell you? Oh, so that was about Sci-Fi Ghost Hunters. They're doing that. And then there was something else. Oh, well, I'll think of it. You know how stuff comes to me, but. So, let's see. What else? We got the lighthouse thing is sold out. But that's at the end. We'll deal with that. Want to talk about cemetery hunts?
Oh, sure.
What the hell? Let's see. Cemetery Hunts 2008. Cemetery Hunts will be on Saturday nights this year. Meet and sign the waiver at 9 p.m. and hunt till 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the NJGHS in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available for only $20 on our homepage via PayPal. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery. It must be done ahead of time. New members must complete 2 cemetery hunts in order to participate on private investigative teams. Newbies, please make yourselves known to team leaders so they can take you along with them for training. Cancellations of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the site for the last-minute updates, or better still, join our Yahoo NJGHS group to have the info blasted into your email inbox. Now, I am not going to sit here and read all these freaking dates again and who's doing what and where they are, because it is on the homepage of the website. And I still got a killer cold, and I really don't feel like reading all this when you could read it for yourselves by going to njghs.net. Right?
But yeah, you print it out.
I know, it's just copy and paste, dude. I was like, I just wrote all this stuff, like, literally this morning. Like, I finished an hour before you walked through the door. And it showed with the poor printout, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's cut this music. We have something else different, fun, for the meeting announcements, all 2 of them.
Oh, well, you didn't put anything down there for a different...
Well, I'm just saying, you know, come on, work with me here.
Lordy.
Ah, yes, Ren and Stimpy. Meeting announcements. We have 2 meetings every month. Central Jersey Division meeting will now be on July 2nd in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. The North Jersey Division meeting will be June 17th in the Hackettstown Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. The North Jersey has a topic, and this month's topic is poltergeist. Products of the living more so than the dead? Well, come to the meeting and find out. And don't forget, all the meetings start at 7 and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. They are free and open to the public to attend. They also include a share and scare segment, so bring your photos and questionable recordings to have them reviewed for authenticity of paranormal activity. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive-time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, it's time for Parashare. This is the time in the show wherein, if you had sent us a Parashare, which is like your paranormal experience or ghost experience, or you went on a ghost hunt and something funky happened, whatever, you would email it to thedeadline@njghs.net. And we would read it on the show, and you would get one credit. You could cash in that credit and get membership in the NJGHS, or you can save up to 10 credits and cash that in for a natal chart, which is a $75 value, okay? So when you hit 10 credits, I would let you know. And then you can send me your birth date, birth time, birthplace, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Like I said, we don't have any parashares this week, so thank you so much, people, for writing in. So... now it's time for News of the Weird. Joseph Manzanares, 19, pleaded guilty in April to disorderly conduct in Commerce City, Colorado, after police were called to a domestic disturbance as he and his ex-girlfriend, who are parents of a toddler, fought over which local street gang's colors, his or hers, the kid would wear. Oh, I do apologize. In April, police in East Hampton, Connecticut, investigating the accidental shooting of ex-Marine Joseph Simonelli, age 60, by his 9-year-old son. Now, how does a 6-year-old... never mind. Oh, God. 9-year-old son seized dozens of unsecured guns and mounds of loose ammunition from the home, according to the Hartford Courant, which contained a wide-open, chock-full gun cabinet in the boy's bedroom with numerous rifles and knives strewn about the room. According to police, bullet casings and live rounds lay throughout the house, and the walls of the boy's bedroom bore holes, numerous small holes, made by a BB and pellet gun or even a small caliber like a .22 rounds being shot inside the home. The boy told police that he usually only shoots his rifles outside. Well, gosh. Oh, nice. Least competent criminals. Should have chosen another career. Joshua Crowley, age 22, was charged with robbing a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant in Camas, Washington, in March after being chased down, wrestled with, and subdued by a passerby named Mary Chamberlain, who's age 66. In April, in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, Robert Horsley, 46, allegedly tried to come through a window in the house of a 95-year-old woman. But she grabbed a screwdriver and continued to stab his hand every time he reached inside. By the time the police arrived, said Officer Tom Holland, Horsley's hand was pretty chewed up and one knuckle was almost gone. Inadequate game plans. In April, in response to a man wielding an axe and demanding the contents of his cash register, the owner of Sam's Cigars in Vista, California, grabbed his wife and dashed out the front door, locking the man inside, where he made pleading gestures through the window until the police arrived. The next week, in a suburb of Tampa, Florida, cafe owner Augustin De Jesus was asleep for the night in the back room, but awakened by a break-in. He noticed that the thief had parked his SUV by the back door with the engine running for a quick getaway. So De Jesus hopped in, drove away, and called police, who arrested Leonard Levy, age 55, who is a candidate for life in prison based on his long record. A highlight of this year's Easter promotion by the Jelly Belly Company, you know, they make jelly beans, as additions to its 50 standard flavors, was its surprise Bean Boozled boxes with odd tastes and non-standard colors. Although garlic beans, buttered toast beans, and cheese pizza beans are no longer available, connoisseurs can sample jelly beans made to taste like pencil shavings, earwax, moldy cheese, and vomit. A Jelly Belly spokeswoman told a Newhouse News Service in March, "There are 20 flavors in each little box, so you don't know what flavor you are tasting, coconut or baby wipe." Questionable new products. The Japanese manufacturer Nihon Sofukan recently introduced a slightly peach-flavored drink called Placenta 10,000, but Wired.com was not able to verify whether it contains actual human placenta, which is supposed to have miraculous regenerating powers for some parts of the body. Here's one for my pal Elaine. From Nickelodeon Merchandising has come a SpongeBob SquarePants musical rectal thermometer, which plays the SpongeBob theme that the designer apparently imagines and makes the temperature taking process less unpleasant.
That's going to be a new porn movie.
While many lab mice get selected, unfortunately, for work like cancer research, one group of male rodents at the University of Texas Medical School at Houston has been hard at work with constant erections, helping researchers develop a biochemical treatment for priapism, which plagues men with certain blood disorders. The condition is named for the god Priapus, who, to be punished for sexual misbehavior, supposedly received an enormous but useless wooden penis. Personality transplants. Cheryl Johnson, 37, described to London's Daily Telegraph in March the many ways in which her personality suddenly changed following a new kidney that she received from a deceased 59-year-old man. Some researchers believe in such a cellular memory phenomenon, but it is unclear whether, for example, Johnson's recent abandonment of trashy reading in favor of Dostoevsky and Jane Austen would qualify. Sonny Graham, oh, this is good. Sonny Graham of Hilton Head, South Carolina, committed suicide in April after having spent 13 years with the transplanted heart of a suicide victim, Terry Cottle. The cellular implication is somewhat less likely, though, because Graham's widow was the same woman who was married to Cottle at the time of his suicide. Go figure. And that's your news of the weird. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page.
Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hi, I'm Donna Kent, president of Cosmic Society of Paranormal Investigation, and you're listening to The Deadline.
Welcome back. It's haunted trivia time. Now, last week's haunted trivia was like for the brain dead. It was so easy. I asked you, who founded the American Ghost Society? Duh. It was Troy Taylor in 1996, 2 years before the NJGHS was formed. Which reminds me, Brian Sant. This July 2008 is the 10-year anniversary of the forming and the founding of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Can you believe it?
Wow.
10 freaking years. We started out in July of 1998. Dave Esther of IGHS did our very first website. We didn't even have a domain name. It was www.errols.com/zensible1 for my old email address. And that was it. We had the one page. Excuse me. And then eventually we bought the domain name. At the time when I went to buy njghs.com was not available. So that's why we ended up with .net. And several years later, .com became available. And I thought, well, you know, now at this point we're established as .net, so I kept .net. And then we went through that little dark Daryl days wherein he bought .com and then stole the entire website and moved it over because he was our webmaster at the time and stole the copyright and stole the membership database and stole the website and moved everything from njghs.net over to njghs.com. I'm down freezing my ass off in Washington, D.C. for a peace rally. We were marching on Washington, D.C. to try to prevent going to war in Iraq. Oh, what a joy that was. And I come home and I pull up the website to see how many hits we've gotten, and all I see is this little redirect. Click here to be taken to this site. And I click on it, and there's my site on this new domain name. Oh, it was so much fun. So, you know, and that's why after I had a heart attack and a few months later I started struggling. And so basically the membership that you see now, the hits that you see on our site, everything was like blasted back down to zero. Even though we were formed in 1998, that little stealth episode of 2003 was in January of 2003. That's basically set us back to zero. So by the time, I think it was maybe in May of that year, I got up the nerve and I bought a 5-page site and still held on to the domain name, and I did my best to hack something together and get the NJGHS back and started doing meetings again, started building back the membership. So basically from May of 2002 to July of 2008, in those 6 years, everything that you see quantified in terms of having 530 some odd members and 170,000 hits, that's all in that 6 years, even though we've been around for 10, because the first 4 or so years of us were stolen. And then for years afterwards, people would come up to me at meetings saying, you know, I paid for membership and I never got my certificate or anything. I'm like, let me guess, 2002 to 2003. Oh, yeah, that's when I signed up. I'm like, yeah, well, I wasn't at the helm at that point because that's what happened. In January of 2002, I removed myself and I left the NJGHS in what I thought were the capable hands of like 4 men to do what I was doing. And later that year, they were like, well, can you come back and at least do PR for us? Okay, fine. So I go back and I do PR. And then that's when we hit that whole snafu where, oh, I remember what it was. The D wanted me to give him the domain name and just hand everything over to him. Mm. And I was like, you know what? Not for nothing, but business is business. And I paid for this domain name for 2 years out. So I said, make me an offer. And basically just, and honest to God, I was going to be happy with $100. If he'd said, look, if I give you $100, can I just make this go away? I would have been like, fine, it's yours. And the NJGHS, as you know it now, would not be as you know it now, because he would still be running everything and God only knows what would have happened. But, and he was offended. He wrote back, how dare you ask me to pay for this? I'll only give you $10 for it. And I'm like, no, because I mean, I had paid probably about 70 or 80, you know, mm-hmm. to have the 2 years worth of registration and stuff. I said, you know, it's your call because it's going to cost you a lot more money to go out and redo, come up with a brand new name for whatever organization you want to be, redo business cards, letterhead, website, domain name, blah, 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 versus just giving me, you know, and everything would have gone over. And he was so irate that while I was in Washington, D.C., he went and moved everything over, and I came back, and it was like, I had to go photocopy stuff out of the book, the Everything Ghost book, because I called Network Solutions, and they were like, well, we don't, you know, this person had the password, and that's mm-hmm. the other thing he did, he changed the password, so I couldn't even go in and pull stuff back, you know, for that's the first thing he did, he changed the passwords, and he moved everything over, and I had to photocopy stuff from the Everything Ghost book to prove that I'm really Laura, you know, who founded this, and all my ID and stuff, fax it out to California, then they reset the passwords, and then I just sat there for till May thinking, what am I going to do, till I finally got up the nerve and I took it all back. But wow, what a disaster. So we really get to celebrate this July our 10th anniversary, because it's pretty miraculous, huh? Anyway, let's see. Oh, this week's haunted trivia has a skill level of terminally easy. Who presented Possessed Possessions at the 2006 New Jersey Ghost Conference? Those of you who listen to the show were probably there, so you'd easily get this. Of course, I have to give the disclaimer. If you've won prize in the past 30 days, you cannot win. If you are a team leader, or, you know, you can't
win. Or other lackey.
You can't win. But if you're a listener who hasn't won in the past 30 days, you can win. And the way you win is send the correct answer via email to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the book, Choosing Happiness, Life and Soul Essentials by Stephanie Dowrick. It retails for $16.95. The message of this book is simple. Right now, you can be happier. You can change the way you think about yourself and other people. Blah, blah, blah. So that's that. Don't forget the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse Dinner Investigation on August 16th is sold out. Don't forget to register for the Paranormal Intensive 2008, taking place here in Hackettstown on September 20th in the Hackettstown Community Center's auditorium. It's the big room in back with the stage and everything. Each workshop is only $25 per person. You can register for just the workshops that you want. Of course, the presenters will have their books and wares on sale and be available to autograph them as well. The Dinner and Spirit Circle that night takes place at Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown with the famous psychic medium Jane Doherty. That's taking place from 7 to 10 p.m., and it's only $60 per person, and that includes the dinner, tax, tip, and the Spirit Circle. So stay tuned to the website, www.njghs.net, or sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo groups. The link is on our homepage of njghs.net, so you can just click, put in your email address, boom, you're good to go. Then every time I send out a Yahoo blast, and oh, and don't forget to vote for the show, because it's a new month, so
make sure you vote for us on PodcastAlley.com. The link for PodcastAlley.com to vote for our show is also on the homepage of the NJGHS.net site. It's also on the deadline page of the NJGHS.net website. I've noticed we've had a lot of problems with Podcast Alley lately. I went there the other day to check our ranking, which sucks, and I noticed the very first show in the queue is April 25th, and you had to go down like a couple shows, and then they had May 9th. It was like they're not putting it in date order. They had April, I don't know, they had an earlier April shows, and then you had to go down four shows to hit the most recent show, which at that point was May 9th. So I don't know what's up with Podcast Alley, and maybe they're screwing up with our ranking too. Maybe we had more votes and a better ranking, but it's just not reflecting it. Hey, that makes me feel sleeping good at night, you know. Thanks so much. At least, you know, lull me into a false sense of, you know.
We will.
Yeah, right. But, so I'm looking forward to the dinner and spirit circle. I was talking to Jane Doherty the other day, by the way. And she's, her psychic boot camp thing that she ran, you know, psychic improvement course for people to take, went really well. She's going to have another level two coming out, and then another class for people who were, you know, it's sold out for level one, so she's going to do another level one class, and she's also developed a level two class for the people who took level one. And she's also going to be getting back into doing past life regressions, which would be very cool. Have you ever had that done?
No.
Really? Ever been curious?
No.
Really? Yeah. Most people want to hear, like, oh, you were Queen Elizabeth or you were Pocahontas. They want to hear, like, they were somebody famous in a past life. And more often than not, people, I've had it done, gosh, three or four times. And, you know, you're people now and you were people then. You know, it's very rare that you come up where you were actually somebody famous, you know. And, but, yeah, it's interesting. You never had it done, huh?
No.
Do you know how it's done? Don't care?
Don't really care.
Well, you know, it can help. I mean, we used to do classes on it. I had Jeffrey Ryan, and he studied under Dr. Brian Weiss. And you can access certain skills and talents for those of you who are unemployed and want to figure out, like, well, what could you do with your life? Sometimes you can actually... You do a past life regression to figure out what skills you had in a past life that you can actually still access in this life. There's ways to use it for healing relationships that you're in, you know? A lot of people don't realize, but you keep in what they call our soul groups, and you tend to incarnate in the same soul group. You switch around in different roles and relationships to people, but you're all, like, kind of the same group, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and... The way it works, supposedly, like, when you die, there's this place called Bardo. And Bardo is kind of where you go and you kind of hang out. You review the life you just had. Supposedly, you're taken to this big book called the Akashic Records. And you're shown the lessons and things that you were supposed to have accomplished in this life that you just left. You're given your life review and you're told, okay, now you need to hang out here for a while and figure out what lessons you want to learn for your next life. And then after you figure that out, then you figure out, okay, well, that means karmically I didn't work the lesson out with, like, my father in this last life, so now I got to make sure that he incarnates as part of the soul group. But you know what? He may come in as your boss. He may come in, or it may have been your husband in your last life and you two divorced and you didn't figure out and you didn't sort out your karma, so you will come back as sister and brother in the next life. And you choose that purposely because you're like, you know what, divorce is so rampant on this earth plane, people don't face up to their problems and work through them anymore, so you have to start incarnating as siblings or parent and child in order to be forced. You can't divorce your family. I mean, you can run away from home, but ultimately you can't divorce them, and you're forced more to have to deal with the karma and the lessons and the issues. And so you keep kind of reincarnating in this soul group and moving around in different roles and things. And it actually helped me. Years ago I had my bosses were great at this one particular company, but their boss, he just hated my guts. No reason why. You couldn't just... It was like every day I peed in his Cheerios for some reason. I mean, I just could look at the guy and I pissed him off.
That wouldn't shock me.
And finally, one day, I'm doing a past life regression, and it comes out that this particular man, in a
past life of mine, he was a sheik, and I was one of the women in his harem. And apparently, I used to give him a bit of a hard time. You know, harem women, I guess, were supposed to be completely subservient. And apparently, I was a little bit more...
mouthy?
Yeah. Little bit more testy with him and in his face a little bit, and he did not like that. And yet, he was conflicted because out of all the women in his harem, apparently he liked me the best, but it irritated him that he would like me the best, but I would also kind of, you know. And it explained a lot because the one day in a meeting, all around this conference table, all the bigwigs are sitting and my bosses and I'm taking notes and everything. Well, this guy is freaking out in the meeting. He's screaming at everybody with his critical parent finger in everybody's face. And you better do this, you better that. And then he starts in with the, and don't you piss me off. Don't you dare piss me off. And the room went silent and I couldn't help it. Wise ass that I am. I said, well, you know, Bill, it's better to be pissed off than to be pissed on. And I could just see out of the corner of my eye, my one boss, Jim, kind of went, you know, but he squelched it, and everybody else was just frozen in terror. And then I realized, because when I looked up from my steno pad, I mean, this guy was giving me the look of death. He was like, his eyes were like ready to pop out of his sockets, and he was like turning red and shaking. And I'm like, guess I shouldn't have said that. That little thought bubble should have remained a thought bubble.
But little bubbles you have.
And from there, it was pretty much downhill. I mean, at one point, he went to my bosses and said, you have 2 weeks to figure out how to fire her. And my boss, my one boss, was very cool. He pulled me aside and he told me that's what this guy told him. And he said, you know what? I've been keeping track of you. I've been keeping notes. He's like, you're so clean. He goes, there is no way we could come up with something to fire you. And he goes, and I'll tell you what, if this bastard figures out a way to get you fired, he goes, I'll be the first one to show up in court and testify on your behalf that it was a wrongful termination. And I'm like, oh, thank God. But meanwhile, I had gotten another job, so, and it was hysterical. My one boss's, my desk was like right outside the one boss's office, and he's walking out his office, and I just literally got off the phone with the employment rep, and she's telling me I got the position and blah, 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 and I hang up with her, and I'm all excited, and Scott comes walking out his office, he's like, okay, Laura, I'm leaving, because he was leaving for a business trip, and he goes, okay, Laura, I'm leaving, and I'm like, so am I, and he turns around, he's like, what, and I'm like, I quit, just like that. It was great. But, you know, this past life regression thing, it's neat when you start to see how certain people come into this life, what their lessons are, and how it, like, with ADD, ADHD. There's kids that, you know, like, when they have, he's a prodigy. Oh, look what he can do at such a young age. It's because he's accessing something from his past life, you know. It's like me with horseback riding. I was just able to get up on a horse and ride. You know, it wasn't like, and I'd always dreamt about it as a kid and just could do it. And that's what people do. You getting this? You feeling me here? Huh?
No.
Anyway, so I think it'll be great when Jane does past life regressions. I, for one, will go for it. And if you're interested, let me know, and or stop by janedoherty.com, and I'm sure she'll put up some info when she's doing that. All right?
Cool.
All right, so thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Tirico. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.